Hey, party people, it is December the 14th, 2022, and hey, I am back in the States. I've been back since June, still trying to unpack my year in Egypt, still trying to unpack my luggage. I am still living out of my suitcases here at my mother's house, and I have just been like chilling. I've been doing a lot of art. I've been doing a lot of social activism and writing. Now, in a total moment of transparency, let me say this. When I left the States, I was dating a guy named Patrick. And the deal was that when I left Egypt, that I was supposed to go be with him in another state that's not Texas. And in April of 2022, April, May, June. So like 3 months before I was supposed to come back to the States, he ghosted me. I still haven't heard from him. Last I heard, he was getting married. And I was like, that's just how things go. I was mad for a little bit because I was trying to contact him. But once I got home and kind of got adjusted, and, you know, friends are really amazing. So, like, once my friends were like, you know, the whole, like, fuck him, girl, I was like, yeah, it's all good now because I'm rocking and rolling. But it took me a while because I was embarrassed. And the beautiful thing about me is that when things go wrong, I'm pretty good at telling myself, one of the first things I'll tell myself is, you're not the only one. So that helped, as well as just all the goodness that happened to me, you know, since I've gotten back. But we'll get off into that. So today somebody told me, they were like, I really like the podcast and why haven't you kept it going? And I was like, I don't know. I think I've just been a little paralyzed since I returned back to the States. And I still haven't really grounded myself here. I do miss Egypt. I miss the students. I miss them all. I miss seeing those pyramids, and I miss just I'm not going to say the freedom, but I really do miss how Egypt made me feel. It was far from home, and I did not like having a roommate, but I don't like living with anybody, so it wasn't just that. So I don't want Shari to be listening to this and be like, she hated living with me. It wasn't that at all. I roll solo and I live solo, and I've just always kind of been good in isolation. So, but at the end of the day, the experience was transformative, and it's so much I miss about it. And it's interesting because I haven't really gotten the opportunity to really, really talk about it. So I'm still kind of processing that. But I am going to keep the podcast going because I do. I saw some of my students on the website, and they've gotten so big, man. They've gotten so big. Mustafa is like taller than me, and he's in the 7th grade now. So I know he would be like, Miss, I am taller than you, Miss. I can now tell you what to do, Miss. I know he would be saying something like that to me. And Laura, I mean, just blossomed. I'm pretty sure that was her that I saw on this picture. And I think Alia was on that picture as well. So, you know, I'm convinced that I have family now, the Musa family, and my homegirl, you know, I don't want to keep calling names, but I'm going to keep the podcast going. And I think it's just time for some just wholehearted transparency now that I'm clear and sober, and I'm just in a really good space. I feel good. I'm doing good, and I haven't been broken. Like, I don't know what people be out there doing nowadays, but there once was a time where the things that people did, it really could break me. But God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and I'm blessed, and I'm being blessed like right now. I was blessed yesterday, today, tomorrow. Everything is happening for me right now, and I couldn't be more proud of myself and the work that I'm doing, the work that I'm about to do, and the art that I'm creating. So I don't know what direction we're going to head in, but I'm going to check in starting Monday, and this will still be called 1 Year in Egypt, and I will begin to unpack what that was for me now that I'm back in Texas and I'm back home with my people, and I'm over it. You know, I was like, this is, yeah, I'm so far from home. And it is. Egypt was far from home. I don't think I could actually live there. Honestly, like, it was far, and it was limiting. That's what like the big thing was for me, was that the language barrier, the opening up the bank accounts, you know, and not being able to send a postcard, a simple postcard. All I wanted to do was send a postcard. I couldn't even send a postcard, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. The postcards that did make it back to the States, my friend Ian came to Egypt, and I gave him some postcards, and I said, do not mail these until you get back to the States. So I never was successful with mailing those postcards from Egypt to the United States, which was weird, because when my brother was in Egypt, he was able to send me a postcard from Egypt, but he was in the military. And I just was like, I don't want to be somewhere where I can't send a postcard. I can't mail my mother a letter. And, you know, I could mail her a letter, but it would have never had. I would have had to put the letter in a courier envelope, and the courier envelope would have been what was stamped. The whole, I don't know, maybe it's me, but I always thought the whole, like, thing about sending a postcard was the stamp on it that said where it was from, not necessarily the postcard itself. So that was a big deal for me. I mean, as a writer and as a person who loves documentation. So I just want everybody in Egypt to know that it wasn't you. It was simple things. It was just really, really simple things. But I also am back here where, you know, they talking about rolling blackouts in Texas if you don't get solar panels put on your house. And I'm just like, man, y'all better get on out of here and get Abbott out of the house and fix the grid. So, you know, you can't, I mean, it's just, you got to learn how to deal with whatever it is that comes your way and be focused on what you got to do, because it's always going to be something ready to distract you. It's always going to be something ready to send you over the top and make you mad and make you emotional. But the quicker you build a bridge and get over it and stay focused on what you got to do, the quicker you can move forward. And the thing about that is, you got to always know what your purpose is and why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. And that really got me through, because once I gained clarity, I really know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, and I just do it. And when I'm not doing that, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't out. I don't want to be out. I don't want to be in these streets. But I'm also really thankful that I've lived a really full life. So I don't have to be out in these places trying to see what somebody else wants me to see. So with that being said, I'm back, and I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to keep it moving forward. And this is a really good way for me to communicate, you know, what's going on with me and how I'm doing, and for the people who I love to be able to hear that and be a part of that with me. So, yeah, we'll start out on Monday, headed into the holidays, and y'all get ready. 1 Year in Egypt is back. Peace.